Children younger than 16 do not need smartphones or access to social media, in my humble opinion. Get them laptops for schoolwork and AMP research. Set up Google Family Link, NetNanny or other protective software. Devices must be used in full view of everyone. Check sites visited. Babies as young as 5 are being exposed to online nudity. I'm sure you want your child slash ward not to lag behind other kids who have iPhones. Banish the thought. You are the one who is nervous about doing the right thing. You can deal with your need to keep up with the Joneses. Without exposing those kids. Send them to schools with policy of zero phones. My kids' classmates created a WhatsApp group ostensibly for studying, but since it was my no they used, I saw that no studying was going on. I deleted them. If it was her phone, I would never know. Do you have enough time on your hands to monitor that phone and AMP social media page 24 hours a day? Groomers and pedophiles are hard at work. Their income comes from being patient with kids. Yours comes from making time not to be with the kids so you can work. Who do you think wins? I hear you wondering what's their biz? It's my kid. No. Children are usually sent to lure and conscript other children. That is why we are sounding the alarm. It concerns us BC man is a social animal. I can give you an age-appropriate list of activities your child will enjoy if you reduce his screen time. Also, his or her academic performance will improve. He or she will no longer be restless slash aggressive. Some of these children bite and scratch nannies and teachers. And they are not special needs children. Their eyesight will improve. Their posture and sleep will improve. They will make friends and learn to actually interact with their environment. You don't know what you are missing. Yes, their obsession with the phone has made your life easier, but in your old age, you will wish you had an independent, well-adjusted adult who can further your legacy. Rather than an adult who still requires your intervention too frequently for comfort. Take courage. It's not too late. #parenting101. Written by Nina Becky. Audio powered by threadvoice.net.